I actually hate it a little bit. Finally, it's long enough that I hate it a little bit.
Well, you know they have this invention called a tremor.
What? No. What? The goal is to be the oldest looking person. And you can't be old with a trim, tight beard.
Can't you?
No, it's got to be a little bit very unruly. And I have de beard oils. The bear doilies.
Raquel got me a beard oil one year for Christmas.
Yeah, I think that's where I had one previously, and I don't know where that one is because we moved since.
I didn't open it.
I am Ross. I am joined by my good friend slash best man, James, tonight as we don't have an Ian, and together, fully confused but fully bearded, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. I'm glad I have no script whatsoever. We're just kind of rolling it off the cuff as best we can. I invited James to be here just in the absence of Ian because he's on night shift, but... In the old, just, you know, hopper of beers that we have yet to try, I've found a couple that I've been curious about, and in fact, we have even been talking about how curious we are about them, because they are still kind of nondescript. I don't know what's going on.
It literally says whimsical.
Ooh, yay. I think they both might be pretty whimsical. But, when I put the image up, and I announced it on our little beer, the Maritime Beer Appreciation Society page. What is it called? And one of the comments was, "Oh, those two are. I love both of those." I'm like, "Well, that's helpful." don't know what we're in for. However, I will say the Garrison, the first one, because it's the lowest alcohol percentage. I have had this before. This was one of the cans available, and I've mentioned this now and then when I go to Halcon. Garrison is, I don't know if they're like a sponsor or they're just part of Halcon, and they have the, what we call the grown-up room. It's the only room that is just for you know, like 19 plus, and it's not like there's, you know, strip dances or anything. It's just basically the only room that they serve beer, and all they've got is Garrison. And I'm like, great, I'll go in and I'll get an Irish Red or I'll get a Nut Brown or maybe they'll have some of my favorites. Nope. And it's always, hey, do you want a Hoppy Buoy? Do you want a Tall Ship? Do you want a Tall Ship Light? And I'm like, what? Come on, what else? What else you got? And so thankfully...
Tall Ship Light with Lime?
Yeah. The last couple of years they've had Oh My Gourd on. They've had cans of the pumpkin, and their pumpkin's pretty good. So, given the choice of everything. But one year, I think it was the first year I went, it was 2-3 years ago, and they had, hey, Garrison, PB&J. And I'm like, that's so crazy. Yes, I'll try that. And I seem to recall my opinion. This was, it wasn't for the show, so I don't have my opinions written down. But I tried it, and I seem to recall thinking that it was lacking in one of the two obvious flavors. So it's either lacking in a peanut butter flavor or lacking in a jelly flavor, and I honestly can't remember which one.
Well, it says it's nut free, so
probably that one. I keep seeing that nut free icon on the side, and it reminds me so much of the Wayfarers logo. I think that's mislabeled.
Like, get fresh, keep cool.
Tell me what to do, can of beer. I do like damn Skippy is on the UPC there. Oh, my backwards.
Oh, yeah, it is. Music good.
You used to say that, didn't you?
Maybe.
Someone I know has been known to say damn Skippy at everything. But first of all...
Can I open this?
Yes. Well, let's get to it. So Garrison Brewing Company out of Halifax, Nova Scotia is the PB&J. Might be mirrored and backwards because video settings. It does say...
I'm not going to lie. I'm hesitating right now because of the explosion of the Don't Air beer.
I don't think it's going to go quite like that.
I don't think so either, but I'm having flashbacks to when that happened and then the realization later that my desk had been glued to the floor by Donair beer.
Yeah. That's not the last time you joined me, though, is it? We've done something
since. It isn't. But I think it's the last time, because we did the like Molson and Key.
That was it, yes.
But I wasn't standing at my desk. I was sitting in a ruined basement at that point, and now I'm back. I think the last time I was standing at my desk.
Basement fixed. 4.7. Right, 4.7% beer with natural raspberry flavor, however, nut-free. And on the side... This legendary tap room original quickly became a staple with flight boards and growlers, so we put it in a can. Enjoy this mix of jammy raspberry with a smooth, nutty malt base grown up. Yum.
Well said. So, my daughter is taking up skating, and so Thursday nights we head to the rink, and she eats in the car because it's like supper time. She loves a PB&J sandwich. This smells like when I make her a PB&J
it
sandwich.
It does smell like it's a PB&J. It's more jam. It's more raspberry than.
Oh yeah. But a PB&J sandwich, you're not smelling the.
You're
peanut
not smelling the PB. No. But the other thing that is not coming through on this one is it doesn't say PB&J IPA, PB&J brown ale, PB&J stout. It just says it's literally just a beer. And over on the LC, I was trying to figure out what the profile is, and it just says taste profile, jammy, nutty, chocolate. Product details, tells you the food pairings with pretzels, chocolate cake, and cheesecake. But it's just under beer, and then ale, and specialty ale. So, it's kind of amber? Is it an amber? Is it a lager? Is it a... I don't know what this is.
I'm excited if it smells like a raspberry cordial or not. No, not really.
Oh. It smells like a sour. Are you chucking into it already?
No, it's not... It smells like this glass had a sour in it previously. It's not quite sour raspberry smell.
Oh, well, there was a little tiny bit of the peanut butter. There's a hint of the peanut butter taste, but it's definitely, it's more jam than PB.
I'm getting jam, like jelly up the middle of the tongue.
Yeah.
But PB around the sides of the tongue.
Oh, that tracks.
Like, it's got that, like, slight tang of a good homemade jelly when you take a bite out of a PB&J.
But that's...
To be clear, though, this is, like, Wonder Bread flavorless bread.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a good...
It is very light in body.
Oh, yeah, this is, like a lager in terms of, like...
Some sort of...
Yeah, like, it's not... Like, I don't... Can't...
Would you call it a pale ale? Would you call it an amber ale? I would call it definitely the color is amber. That's not even copper.
Yeah,
it's definitely on the reddish side, but it's...
Yeah, it's approaching an amber. It honestly, in glass, almost reminds me of a Rickard's Red.
Mm.
Not flavor-wise, remotely, but just looking at it.
It's got a pretty decent flavor for the...
I like it.
For how light the body is, you kind of expect that the flavor is one of those ones that's very, very far away, like a... What's the one? Bublé?
Yeah.
The Michael Bublé.
But stronger than that, as a fan of the Bublé, where it tastes like it was near some fruit once.
So you might like yourself some White Claw spritzer things, where it basically tastes like...
I don't dislike those.
TV static with a faint hint of a flavor that maybe it rubbed up against one day.
Yeah, like, to me, I like a Bublé because I also like... pouring a glass of water and squeezing a slice of lime in it. So, like, a lime bublé is, like...
That.
What if I could skip a step? Like, that's... I like that. I like the, like, a little bit.
What if I could put one thing in my glass instead of two?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's three, because I'd have to carbonate the water.
I mean, this cuts down on the, I gotta get two slices of bread, I have to open the peanut butter, I have to open the fridge and get the jam out. I need two knives. I mean, calm, you're filling the dishwasher on a PB&J.
Slow down. Knife and spoon. You're not knife and jelly like an animal, are you?
Yes. What? No, I'm sorry, but a spoon for applying sauce to your sandwich. No.
Scoop it, plop it, spread it with the back.
See, no, I'm going to say that spreading with the back of a spoon, that feels more guttural from a pure culinary aspect than... getting out the knife and doing it properly. You spread a thing with a knife. You don't spread with a spoon. You spread pizza sauce on pizza dough. That you do with a spoon.
Wait. What is your target thickness for jelly layer?
Is the sandwich for myself or for my extremely picky daughter?
Yourself.
Thick.
Yeah. So you don't need a knife. Like, in fact, the challenge there is that, like, how does your knife load up and bring you enough jelly to the bread?
With skill.
Yeah.
No, you heap it on there. Seemed and then it's a balancing act, and you're like, woo.
Yeah, no, spoon. Spoon's where it's at. So, I will say, I'm a little bit into this.
I could have more.
I can have more. The peanut butter, though, has a real, like,
That's the
no
distant.
nay. It's like unsweetened all natural peanut butter where you're like,
Well,
oh, I could it could use some salt. I know it's no nuts,
so
but I'm saying
you're
it's
shooting yourself right there because it keeps saying beer. Oh, there it is. Beer with natural raspberry flavor. And then they're like,
yeah, but like
but hang on, the peanut butter flavor is absolutely artificial as all get out.
no, but like yeah, like if you have to think about it, like unseasoned peanuts, kind of bland. If you've ever had like the all natural peanut butter, that's just like no, it tends to not have a lot other than like creaminess. Like you need some salt, you need some. So like it doesn't surprise me they could get this flavor because the flavor of peanut butter is actually other.
Are we talking about the difference between the 100% peanut jar that's in the organics
Yeah.
aisle as compared to like your Kraft or your
Yeah.
Jif?
Jeff, yeah.
Because the main difference there is sugar.
Yeah.
And your Kraft or your Jif is it's just spreading peanut butter flavored
Well,
sugar.
it's also the Kraft and the Jif have an entirely different oil, and it's not peanut oil, which is why it doesn't separate.
Well, it's probably, just vegetable oil or some
Yeah,
crazy
so, but that's
Crisco.
the but like that mix gets you a specific flavor that I think like this is actually like it makes me think more that like subtle all natural peanut butter flavor where you're like, oh, I really need like I'll have Kraft peanut butter on a slice of bread as breakfast and like that's it. Whereas if I have all natural peanut butter, I'm like, needs jam or honey.
It
Like
does
something's
need
coming
it
along for
needs
the
something to
ride.
sweeten it up. And this is
Yeah.
why the PB&J it works. Where, but I think you're right. And I wish it didn't say nut free, because I'd like to think that there is a actual legitimate. We put some real peanuts in here, or so I'm a
Listen
little
here,
disappointed.
Mr. Science of Brewing, you surely have learned enough by now to learn that just because you put a thing in a beer doesn't make it taste like that thing.
Oh, I have learned that,
Because
yes.
I've learned that from listening to you. But just putting peanuts in doesn't mean it's going to taste like peanut. In
No.
fact, that's just going to ruin sales because you can't sell it in a restaurant because then you would have to close your bar to anybody with nut allergies.
No, that's a big pharma trying to tell you that 50% of people are allergic to peanuts. It is not that high. It cannot be that high. I get that peanuts are like if you have an allergy to peanuts and you walk next to someone who once ate a peanut, you'll die. I get that. So it's an important allergy. It's not like, oh, I have a mild gluten intolerance and you just get puffy or you fart a bit for the next 6 hours. It's not a farting disease. It's a you're dead. So I'm not saying we should put peanut butter back in schools and whatnot and just let everything go. But I know that the percentage of people, I'm looking it up, the percentage of people, just statistically, how many people are allergic to peanuts? I want to know. I want to guess 5 to 10% or less. Approximately 1 to 2% of the general population in Western nations, including the United States, are estimated to have a peanut allergy. Very low. So if they decide, like who this peanut free, hey, try our beer, it's peanut free. It's for 1 to 2% of the general population, statistically speaking. And I'm like, why are they the most damn important group of people that we're trying not to kill?
I mean,
I'm not advocating murder. I'm not. But it just it's always felt like, is it that big a group of people that we have to cater to?
are you going all Spock on us? The needs of the many?
Yes. I want to have peanut butter flavored things. I want to have Reese's peanut butter cups. They're probably not actually using actual peanuts either because that's a more sugary flavor. But we're not banning Reese's peanut butter cups because 1 to 2% of the population can't eat peanuts or they'll die if someone ate a Reese's peanut butter cup and then they do spit talk when they come and meet you and shake your hands. Hi, nice to meet you. And the person's like, "Oh, did you just have peanuts?" They don't even get to the end of the sentence. "Oh, did you have peanuts?" And they're dead. Because they got spat on by someone who ate a Reese's peanut butter cup at lunch. I don't know where I'm going with this. All I know is I want the actual peanut or peanut butter flavor in this beer. It's what it's missing. Because otherwise,
There's
this is just a fruity amber. with a very light bottle.
It's a good beer.
It's not. No, it's not bad. I'm saying it could be better.
That's you don't know that. Go get your peanut butter spoon and stir it in like you do with your pumpkin ale.
Oh, no, what a good idea. That would have been a really cool idea.
Listen, you still got some in your glass. You could go do it right now.
Well, the thing about that is, and this is another thing that I've learned in my adventures in cooking, mixing liquids when they're cold, terrible idea. Mixing liquids when they're hot, that's where it's at. And then you cool it down afterwards. This is where, you know, you get the flavored, the iced cappuccinos and things like that. You can't just mix cold coffee with cold milk and hope that things are going to go great. Got to be hot. I want a bit more body to it. It's a 4.7%. So this is something that, I don't know, what do? Do you buy 8 of these and invite people around for like a deck party? And you sort of say, hey, here, I got a bunch of these PB&Js. If I remember correctly, the people that I drank this with that I was having in the Halcon, I think we all had one. And I said, I want more of this. And everyone said, no, I'm a one and done. This is not making me want to go back.
No, this is a bring it to brow. You buy 4, you bring them to the brow. So everybody has a little bit, and then we all go. Fun. But, I mean, even just the label says that, because it was a staple in their flights. So, like, you have a little. And it does say growlers, but, like, I do think it's like a dessert beer. I think the pairings on the NSLC are probably correct, which is, like, you have your meal, like, you have a bunch of people over, like, summer meal. Let's have some cake. Here's your dessert beer.
Speaking as someone who has sat with me at the craft brew showdowns, if that came along with dessert, because they usually would do like an imperial stout, something that was very artificially sweetened, but sweetened with the alcohol content. So you're drinking a 9% imperial stout with your cheesecake, and you're like, oh, this is really heavy, but yeah, that works. This, a light sweet beer. I can't remember if they occasionally had a sour to go with it. It's been a freaking while.
Yeah, it's been varied. I think we've seen a little bit of everything with the desserts. I mean, I would be happy with this beer. It's a good beer. I think it's, like, I'm glad I bought 3 of them.
Oh, there you go. High sevens. I'll get high sevens. 7-7.
7-2.
And a fusion core dance. I'm going to save a gulp of that for my wife. She occasionally is interested in some interesting beers. And as she do likes the sours, she might like that one. Except that one basically tastes like a sour that people forgot to add the sour juice to. The sour Skittles powder. That's how that works, right? Now, This is in no way a comparison, because I feel like even though these are basically the two oddest ones that I had in the cupboard, and I had nothing to compare each of them with, so it's just down to, I'm going to try, we got to get both of these done. And this is a delightful can, and I mean, it's roller skating, roller disco, some sort of 70s thing, but from North Brewing. We got Let the Gold Times Roll, Golden Stout Strong Beer 6.0%. So it's definitely on the opposite end. But a golden stout.
What's the temperature of your beer? Because I messed up and I left the milk stout out to warm up, and not this one. So this one's pretty cold.
Mine's pretty cold as well. It's been, yeah, it's down here.
Because I'm getting very little smell.
And then that would...
There is a smell.
That would be a problem, yeah. Because it says on the side, the three words are chocolatey, roasty, and whimsical. I'll tell you what it says. I looked it up. The only thing I could find, it wasn't on the North Brewing site, but I found it on collectivecraftbeer.com and the product. So I have to assume they got it from North Brewing themselves. The Golden Stout is a fun style to undertake. There are no dark malts in the beer when it is brewed, though there are a lot of oats to give it a creamy body. The roast and chocolate flavors normally associated with dark malt in a stout are instead infused using cacao, coffee, and vanilla during the fermentation. The result is a creamy amber ale with lots of chocolatey flavor and aroma and a touch of roast from the coffee. I would not have said that the the PB&J was a creamy ale.
No, it was thin. I'm actually, from that description, I'm wondering if this should be, like, up against, like, the Propeller's Flat White.
That's probably the closest thing that it's got to it. It smells boozy.
Yeah, it's like, I was trying to determine if it was can smell or, well, it tastes like it smells.
Gotta love a good can smell. So it just tastes like a strong beer, like a 6.0.
I don't know that it tastes that strong.
Mine's very yellow. I'm gonna try to get the whole thing in my North Brewing, my cool North Brewing mug.
Yeah, mine is yellowish. Yeah. It's more golden in person than my camera is giving it.
I definitely got, well, I screwed up the pour, but I got a lot more head on mine than you did, I believe.
Yeah, I didn't get much head-wise.
North, let's try North Brewing's site again. Because you found this at their location.
Oh, yeah, and they had lots of it.
And I found this at their location a very long time ago, so I didn't think it was going to still be there. And, yeah, it's not coming up on their site anymore. Oh, my God, there's a Hawaii 5-0 pineapple IPA? Yeah. Why can't I get that? Want. There's the Hi-Fi. There's the Deschum. There's the Brunello. There's the Lawrence Town that I don't really like. The well-bred Germans, the German Lager. Weird. Okay, so it's not on their site, but I could find it on Collective Craft. And I just have to assume that they gained their copy from the location. Come on, head. Subside so I can get the whole thing in there. Okay. Oh, there's a puppy.
Yes, there's a puppy wandering around. The puppy just disturbed the hockey table that I put on the table the dog sometimes walks on.
Okay, so oaty? No. Barley. I'm getting more of like a grain taste off of this. So
not
golden stout. What?
I will say this. I can drink a shitload of the flat white, and I love it. But this is not that.
A golden stout, also known as a blonde stout, is a beer that tastes like a rich dark stout, but with a golden or amber color achieved by omitting dark roasted malts and using ingredients like coffee and cacao nibs to stimulate the roasted flavor. That's so, what it is.
You know what it is? It's over-roasted coffee. It's like a bitter over-roasted. It's like a burnt coffee.
Ooh.
That's what it is. Ooh. It's like the, when the coffee pot in a diner sits there too long, that's the roasty. I mean, it says it on the tin. It is.
I think I'm kind of getting like that smell, yeah.
That's what the smell is. It's like a burnt. The consistency hits the creamy bit, though. Like, it is creamy, as advertised.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's got real after, like, sharp, like, bitter after tang.
Do you want to know something really weird? A very long time ago, possibly 3 years ago, you were a guest on this show, and we were trying blonde ales, and we tried one from Triders, Triders Brewing Company out of, I want to say, Amherst? No, wait. They're now closed.
Triders is Truro, aren't they?
Were they in Truro? I think they're long gone. But they had one called the Coffee Blonde. And I don't think either of us liked it. And it tastes exactly like this.
We had their yellow beer.
Yeah, that was it.
June 28th.
What are you looking at?
And I scored that one a 3.5. You scored it a 4. What do you mean, what am I looking at? I'm looking at your spreadsheet.
Yeah,
I'm
you are.
I'm disgruntled.
That's right.
That you have not recorded any scores since last year.
I have two. Nope. Mean Joe Bean Coffee Blonde, May 31st, 2022. Oh, wait a minute.
Maybe. Yeah, that wasn't me.
It wasn't. It was Ian.
I was weeks later on a yellow beer blonde from also from Triders.
Oh man, I got my blondes all mixed up. Sorry about that. Ian and I gave theirs a 6, but I had a hard time liking anything out of Triders, so I wasn't too. Who'd I miss? Was that you?
You're back. I pressed the wrong button.
Oh, okay. You're back. You're here from out of space. I don't want to drink something that tastes like over-roasted coffee.
Yeah, I mean, What I am wondering right now is if we did this beer a disservice by drinking it after sweet jam beer.
Maybe. It is more
like
bitter.
If our palates are so jazzed up on the jam that's actually making this feel worse. It's not good.
It's not great, but it's not terrible. It's interesting. It's eclectic. It is whimsical. What I can't figure out is how I was able to get a can of this like a year ago. I picked it up because I said, Golden Stout. They're never going to keep that around. Grab. I always grab the ones that seem like they're not going to be there for very long.
Yeah, no, they had an entire shelf of singles and four packs.
Of who's drinking this? And
I
saying
a four pack of it.
Yes, please. More of this, please. Line me up. Give me the. Okay.
I'm slightly disappointed that I bought a four pack of it.
pawn it
it's
off
not
on.
Great.
Do what I pawn it off on friends.
You're my friend. I would pawn it off.
No, bring it to hockey night. And everyone's saying, "Oh, who's up for a beer after the game?"
Mm.
Drag that out in the dressing room and see how fast you get pummeled. Hey, everyone. Here's a 6.0 tall can that tastes like burnt coffee.
You understand that most of the guys I play hockey with shop at, like, fancy custom places and they pull out random tall boys of craft brews after hockey games, right?
Oh, man. Now I'm even more pissed that I didn't play hockey growing up.
To be clear, that's one of the nights I play hockey. The other night I play hockey, one dude brings a bunch of Keiths.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
All of it. Just wrap the whole thing up together, because this is the problem. The problem with me watching the show Shoresy is I want to rewrite my childhood. I want to grow up, and I want to call it Canadian proper. I did not grow up Canadian proper. I'm a little ruined, and I accept that. And a lot of things went wrong. And I am custom designed to not be, I don't want to say socially acceptable, but I don't know. I'm just not.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's the fact that I look a bit like a vagrant whose tent just burned down, but I've never been the sort of the sought after dude. I've tried to act like it more than once.
I mean, most people aren't, but also you're, you know, first generation immigrants. You were mostly raised Scottish in New Scotland.
Which you'd think that would be like a recipe for, there you go, proper this, proper that. But I didn't have enough pride in the old country to have a personality about it. And I didn't have enough embracing of the new country to make that a part of my personality. So, not that I'm split. I guess I'm just aimless. Culturally aimless. That'll be the next point of our podcast. Speaking of, we need to get to our 10th, 15th anniversary episode with Tom.
Yeah, also, I rossed that badly.
You did. Usually it's me. I was waiting for it. I was like, any minute now, something's going to come up. I'm going to remember what's going on, and I'm going to have to cancel out of this. Well, I was sitting there, totally available. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do with my evening now?
First time in 7 years.
Nothing happened.
You've had a free evening.
I've had a free evening exactly 7 years.
7 years.
What I like about this is it's got more body than the other one.
Oh, yeah. No, it's I actually... I keep sipping it because because of the creamy body, it's got a good, like, mouthfeel. It's, that part's good, but then it leaves a bad aftertaste, and I'm like, I need a drink, and then I drink more of it, and...
Yeah, we haven't had a good, bad aftertaste in a while, and it's kind of doing... It's that, wet ashtray? I don't know if you're familiar with the term. You know, if someone puts their cigarettes out in their can of beer and then you leave it out because it rains overnight and then you got to clean up all the ashtrays and the...
That sounds like my experience of burnt coffee, so... Here's what I'll say with this beer. You know how you and Ian normally have the would I go back for another one test?
Oh, yeah.
I'm at, am I going to finish this one?
Yes, I'm actually right there. So you, when the server comes
I
along and
will
says,
say,
"Will you have another one?" We're definitely saying, "What else you got?"
it's not going to happen because the server's going to look at my glass and it's going to be still so full.
They're
The
never going to
server's
be
not,
back around.
they're not going to ask if I need another beer.
Oh, he's obviously enjoying that.
To be fair to them, to North Brewing, I am going to drink it again another time because I have more of it. But I'm going to do it not having just had a very sweet beer before to see if that makes a difference. However, I don't know that I finished this. And I regret that I did not do the thing where I have just an oh so small amount.
I have promised this
Rookie,
to the wife.
rookie.
But
Rookie moves here.
here's the thing that it's doing to me. This is making me y yearning a hazy tropical IPA. Like a really juicy, I guess a
What happened to you?
I don't know, but I like juicy, citrusy, not hoppy exactly. Not that
Yeah.
bittered hop, but oh man, I had one time, and my buddy Ian down at Tapestry Beer Bar, Ian Smith, Tapestry Beer Bar, 833 Sackville Drive. He drank it, and he said, "Oh, this just tastes like a screwdriver. That's just vodka and orange." And I'm there going, glug, 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 and I couldn't get enough
Yeah,
of
I
it. I was like,
mean,
"Get that down, heck yes!"
let's be clear, a screwdriver tastes good.
Exactly. That's what I said. I said, if you can make it taste like, peach schnapps, I'm down. Yeah, peach schnapps beer. Let's have that. Which is the Georgia peach. That's another Garrison one.
I do like the Georgia peach.
I'm not apologizing on behalf of North Brewing. Ian, my co-host, and I say this often enough. We love a lot of the stuff going on at North Brewing, and I love that they're coming out with new stuff all the time. You go in and there's six new ones. You're like, I gotta, ooh, yeah, we gotta try all these ones. So I was looking for, we've got another milk stout. We've got the champagne IPA, which I'm really curious about trying, but trying to find another one to compare with that is going to be difficult. This feels like I haven't had too many. I don't exactly want to call it a miss. Because this is probably exactly what it's supposed to taste like. It's just not my bag, baby. This sort of thing is not my bag. I do not want a. If I want a stout, I want a stout. Why would you want something that's. Here's a new thing. It's a golden stout. It's a new flavor type where it's. You know all the roastiness of a stout, but you don't get quite the smooth cream. Like it's talking about being roasted with oats, and I'm like, what? I don't think so. You're getting all the bad parts of the stout without the good parts of the stout. That's what this seems to be for me. At least it's 6.0. So basically, if you're at your ex's stepdad's funeral and you're just looking to get the liquor into you, then yeah, head to the 6.0 if everyone's passing out the friggin' Miller Lights. You're like,
Yeah, but
no.
I'm
What
gonna.
is the strongest thing you've got? And they'll say, we've got this weird ass golden stout. Like, yes.
Here's the question, though. What is the genuine social situation that you're in where you are leaning towards a burnt, strong beer instead of just going old fashioned gin and tonic? Like, if the goal is alcohol by volume, there's another page of the menu.
Sometimes you and I both live in a awkward little province called Nova Scotia, and I know, I mean you're trying to say that you could just go off menu or something and get a gin and tonic, but I know that you know that there are places that you go that you end up with. Someone will drag you to bingo night at the Legion, and you know what's available? Is like some distilled red wine that's 100 years old, or Labatt Blue,
But they're
and
not gonna have let the gold times roll.
yes, they will. They'll have the weirdest. Tell me you've not been doing it to an event where they have the weirdest assortment. I just performed at one. I wish you guys would have come up on Saturday to this thing that I was doing at my local theater because I found out afterwards what was available. You know, they said, "Oh yeah, we're gonna have a bar downstairs." And so we went to the intermission and we're hanging out backstage. And I'm like, "Oh, I should go get a drink," because the last time we did something like that, they had they actually got a couple of craft beers. They got a few along here at Bay of Fundy, which was Wayfarers at the time. But they had a bunch of cases of Dirty Blonde, and I'm like, "I could chug down a couple of cans of Dirty Blonde, easy. That's good stuff." And I asked, and they said, "Oh, what's going?" And they said, "Oh, you don't want to go up there." I said, "Why? What's going on?" They've got like three different types of cider, but it's all a very watered down cider from some weird Ontarian cider company. And I'm like, "Okay." They said, "And they've got gin." And I went, "Oh, martinis? Nope." I'm like, "GT? Nope." Gin. And I said, "They just go up and they just give you a mug of like gin? Like, what are we talking about here?" And it sounded like they were just handing out everyone shooters of gin. And I can guarantee you. I can guarantee you and Tom, I did not go and try it. I did not go and sniff it. I didn't even ask. But I can guarantee the two of you, it wasn't the gin that you'd want.
Oh, it's probably like Beefeater or something stupid.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that was it.
Here's what I'll tell you.
So you go to the bar.
Shooter of gin that's Beefeater over this.
Really? I hate gin that much. No, I'd say give me another golden stout.
Because the statement is, you're somewhere you want to forget, and you need maximum alcohol by volume. That's my point is mostly, this is a lot of volume. 6% is not high when you have wines and spirits and, like, because you know those weird places? They've got a bottle of sherry because someone thought, I watched Frasier once. And you know what? 40% is going to get you there.
It is. You're absolutely right. And yeah, I know my example was the ex's stepdad's funeral. So
yeah.
My other one, so a local theater event that's a comedy night. You're looking for something to have a good time. I probably would have leaned towards the cider. Oh, I'll try these three non-good tasting ciders. But yeah, the ex's stepdads, where they're up there and they're like, "Oh, the only thing we've got up here is some kind of vodka." You're like, "Yep. Bring it on." I said, "Yeah, but I think it was made from corn that had gone bad. You know, there's actually a poison label." "No, bring it. Just fill the cup. Fill the cup. I will drink that. You have to give me the worst, whatever you've got."
Yeah, no, 6%.
Rubbing alcohol, just top it up with rubbing alcohol and we're good.
So as a frequent listener, I don't know who's going to listen to this episode of the podcast.
You are.
Since I'm here. I'm several weeks behind, but also you're weeks behind on releasing them, which is confusing to me when I'm like, wait, is it still January?
No,
it's not January anymore.
I'm getting there. I'm getting back to it.
No,
I'm trying to
catch up. I see it. You normally throw shade at the idea that 6% is high.
Do
you come around on that too?
I want a t-shirt. I mean, you know, I have a couple of, just in general, I have a couple of cool t-shirts. My wife finds me t-shirts, and I've got some, am I wearing one right now? Yeah, I've got one of my ones on right now. That is, you know, the 25 cent, the beer one. It was one of those old fashioned-y ones, like, beer. It's what gets you onto the dance floor.
Teaching
white people, white men to dance since 1902 or something like that. I like that one. But I want a shirt that says, I want 6%, 6.0 to be the new 5.0. Where everything is all very, oh, here's a beer. Here's our entry level beer. And it's 5.0. And I was looking at it and I go, I want beer to start at 6.0.
So, because I'm here now...
I like strong beer.
Why?
Because...
I say this as... So, I'm going to caveat this with... As you yourself have become... Changed your song from... Our youthful days where you were like... Stouts are bust, IPAs are gross. You now enjoy an IPA. And there's caveats on that. I will tell you... I dabble in the near beers... On the regular.
So does Ian.
Because I enjoy the flavor and experience. And I like that I can have a Heineken and it feels like I'm having a Heineken, but it's a Heineken Zero.
I feel
Whereas
like...
going with like 6 is the new 5, you're like, I don't want beer to be... Like, I'm here to get drunk.
Yeah!
That's the... that's That's the vibe I get from it.
The flavor and the feeling. Okay. Where you say, I want to feel like I'm drinking a Heineken, if I'm drinking a 0% or a 0.5 Heineken, the first sip will feel like I'm drinking a Heineken, but finishing the bottle, I'll be like, where's my warm fuzzies? Where's my feeling? Where's my eyebrow sweat? I need something to be happening for me to be in full enjoyment of what's going on right now. And I don't know what that says about me precisely. If I'm just a drunken lout, there's a good chance of that. But I want a nicely strong beer to be as strong as possible. And we've had one or two little session beers and whatnot, and I get kind of uppity about, it's a session IPA. So it's like a 3-4% IPA. And it's like, oh, try this. You can drink two of these and then you can still get yourself home. And I'm like, lame. I don't want to do that.
See, to me, I don't know about a session beer. Like, I love me a 2.4% Radler in the summer on a hot day where it's like, I'm drinking juice. It's great.
Yeah, I want a 5.5 Radler, me. get it in there. I'll splash some splash some Beefeater gin in that and make it a piney Radler, and that's where it's at.
All right. This is the thing I've wondered about. I'm like, I gotta ask Ross about this. Like, is it... Yeah. All right, you like that. Now, to be clear, I think for me it's a thing where it's like I like the zeros, I like the low end, but I do like an 11% Imperial Stout.
Not
turn it up, like let's go.
Not two.
No, well, maybe.
See, the Imperial Stouts, I have learned, get into a real rich category, and I can't I can't have too much rich food or rich drink.
That's fair.
Thrown very, very much off. So my new favorite, and I've got one in there, is the Scotch Ale or the Wee Heavies and things like that. Where it's like somewhere between a six and an eight, and that's where these hazy and the double IPAs all kind of exist. Where you're feeling a little floaty after one, and then if you had two, I would, if there was no dance floor option at the ex's stepfather's funeral, I would find a way to create one. I'm a Bluetooth speaker away from a dance floor.
Oh my gosh! No, you're a crank the volume on my phone and hold it.
Yeah.
Away from a dance floor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. Because, like, I hear you on the rich thing. And that's part of why I
like a good, like a sipping one. Where you're kind of sipping this.
Like, you're going to drink it over a while. And that's why I say, like to be clear, I'm not drinking two in an hour. I'm drinking two over an evening.
Here you go. Slam this. Now, on the other hand, a triple IPA... I have had these vanilla milkshake triple IPAs at 10-11%, and you can smash those down. They're so easy smooth to drink. Leviathan.
Yeah, I like the Leviathan.
It's quite good.
One I enjoy.
Unfiltered has got a really, really good one. They had the milkshake vanilla, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Where'd you land on, or did you finish?
No, not even like. I'm barely below the bump. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might sip away at it. It's not happening on the podcast. That's where I'm at.
I'm
scoring this one 4.7.
Yeah, it feels continuously wrong.
I have to drop below 5 because I'm not willing to finish it.
True. Oh, you've been listening to my numbers.
No, your 5 is not willing to order another one.
Oh, I thought my 5 was drinkable.
I don't know. Your scale is weirdly 7 to 10.
It's fluid,
and then sometimes in the 4.5 to 5.5.
I'd say I'd put this a little above a 6, but not much. Maybe a 6.2, 6.3.
I'm mostly I was leaning towards 5. But the fact that I don't want to finish it means I need to go a little below. The mouthfeel and the texture is really good, but I just there's not I. And maybe it's too cold. I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to revisit this. I'm not on any form of social media, so the one listener of this, who is me, I guess will actually know what the results are. I was going to say, I'm not going to...
It's true.
Like, I was going to say, none of the listeners will learn what my reaction is, except I'm the listener, so I will know what my reaction was. And I might even tell you.
There are those. There's a couple people who actually rewatch. If they're not listening live or watching live, they will rewatch the YouTube.
Yeah, John and April will watch the YouTube. The face toogle.
Really? Oh, okay.
I think they do. I think John weirdly cares about us.
Having friends that care. What's that like? That's so crazy. Well, if you're not gonna finish, I am done and we got through that. Yeah, but
4-7.
I definitely want to thank Garrison and North for A, putting out all the beers that they do, putting out these two that we did try. I want to thank James for being here tonight, whereas I am Ian-less, and sometimes on more often than not, I am, when I'm on my own, I am fully on my own, but I do try to get a couple of guests in here every now and then, so hopefully we'll see James again in the future. This is like your fourth, fifth, I think, appearance? Something like that.
Maybe only third official?
Oh, if we're talking.
No, fourth.
I don't know if we have officials. Fourth. But
we did Blondes, we did Donair, we did... This is only the second time we've done craft beer.
That's true.
Stupid Donair beer and the Keith's beer.
I keep getting you on all the weird nights. You're here for a proper tasting of some interesting stuff tonight. But we are we're here every Wednesday, 8 p.m. on the old YouTube channel, youtube.com/@drinknsdry. You can find us at the podcasts and all the podcasty places that I can find. I don't know if I need to put it up in more places, but also you can find us on the Instagram, the TikToks, the face pages and the whatnot.
Are you TikToking these days?
Oh, hell yes. Or if you go straight to the source, geez. You can go to drinkns.unsupervised.beer. Yeah, I'll send you the tick. Well, it's if you're watching any of the... I put the funny bits.
No. I'm not on anything anymore.
YouTube Shorts, Instagram, and TikTok are where I put the three funny things. Get your wife to follow me. I don't know.
I'm not on any of those.
They're pretty things. Good. I'll send you some good clips. But, so, yeah, we'll talk to you next week when we have some more beers. So, good night and thank you.